Although this podcast is based on actual events in the Bible, for dramatization purposes, the author uses internal monologue as a tool to invite listeners into the mind of the characters to hear some of their most intimate, unspoken thoughts. Personas of Faith will offer multiple perspectives that give listeners more insight about the characters' feelings, thoughts, and motivations. This podcast is intended for mature audiences.
Thanks for tuning in, because love is certainly in the air. Season 2, Episode 13, Married at First Sight. While they are talking, my mind is racing. My heart is beating so fast, and I knew that I didn't have a whole lot of time. Like my father and brother said, if this is all God's plan, who am I to go and interfere? Father God, I trust you. I thank you in advance for the plan, your plan and purpose that you have for this union. We can't take this journey without you, God. I'm ready. So I have no idea what to expect when I get to my new home, but I am a woman of faith. The entire night, I dreamed of how my new life would be. I've heard so many good things about this family. I was so excited. I could not sleep, but I knew I had to in order to prepare for such a long journey. Eleazar and his men, they stayed the night and got the rest that they deeply needed too. So here we go. The next morning, it was back to business. Yes, decision day. My mom and brother asked if I could stay just a few more days, at least 10 days. Like what? 10 days? That's more than a few. Now, it was starting to get all too real. I heard Eleazar say, "Do not delay me." He said that the Lord has prospered his way, so they had to do this. They called me back in. Now, of course, I clearly heard the whole conversation yesterday, but I gathered myself. They called me in and just asked me straight out, "Do you want to go with this man?" What? Without hesitation, I said, "Yes, yes, I will go." I was ready too. I mean, in my mind, my things were packed and I was already there looking into my husband's eyes. I'm like, "Come on, Deborah, let's do this." She was going to tag along and be my assistant. They gave me their blessing and away we went. It was a long, I'm telling you, long, long ride, but we made it. When we got there, I got off the camel, my legs hurt, my mouth dry, my whole body hurt. But I saw this man. He walks towards us from across the field. It's like he was waiting for our arrival. Oh my goodness. Oh, my stomach hurts. Eleazar said, "This is my master, Isaac." Oh, I could have fainted. But I immediately took a veil and covered myself. Isaac gave him this look. And before he could even get it out, he says, "It's done." Eleazar says, "It's done. Mission complete." And so the moment that I had envisioned was finally here.
Rebecca.
Isaac?
My love, I want to know you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow me on Spotify. And for more of that tea, you can go to Genesis 24. Tune in to the next episode, because love is certainly in the air.